Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we have come to Revelation 17, the Great Whore or Babylon the Great. Now we want to take you back just a bit. We've already gone into this quite a lot, but you know that when they got off that boat, that's when we first found the nations, when Noah, his three sons and their wives got off the boat, then God founded the 70 nations. Genesis chapter 10. Genesis chapter 11, he told them to go throughout all the earth. He told them in Genesis chapter 9 what his will was with them to go and replenish the whole earth. But 340 years after the flood, in 1996 years since the creation of Adam, they found a plain in the land of Shinar. Shinar is Babylon. And they dwelt there. And as you know it, they built a tower. They said, in verse 4, chapter 11, verse 4, they said, go to, let us build a city, a city. Let us build a city. They said, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. And the person who led them to build this city at Babylon was Nimrod. He is the grandson of Ham. Cush begat Nimrod. Verse 8. Genesis 10, 8. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord Jehovah. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before Jehovah. Now from the oral law, the oral commandments of God that were given to Moses and to the books. It was first oral and then it was written down later. He was not a hunter of animals. He was a hunter of men. He was a hunter of men's souls. You can even find that phrase in the Bible, the hunter of men's souls. Satan, of course, is a hunter of men's souls. And Nimrod, then yielding to Satan, hunted men's souls. Verse 10, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. There were to be no kings and kingdoms. God was the creator. But he was the first to establish his kingdom, and its name was Babel. He built a city at the Tower of Babel. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel and Erech and Akkad and Calneh in the land of Shinar. Shinar is just the same. When you see Shinar in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it's the same as Babel or Babylon. And out of that land went forth Ashur and builded Nineveh. So we see the great Assyrian kingdom coming on. And Nineveh, out of the beginnings of Nimrod and the rebellion at Babel. Now, this judgment of mystery Babylon the Great is the judgment of everything that has come down since then. Revelation chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. Verse 13 tells us what these waters are. And he said unto me, the waters which you saw where the whore sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Of course, they all came down in their rebellion from that Babylonian system begun long before. Now, with this great whore, the kings of the earth, verse 2, have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. She has intoxicated them. This Babylonian system, this system that Brother Copeland calls man's trying to meet their own needs without God. She has literally intoxicated the nations with it. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. We'll see more about that later. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications. The Lord often in the Old Testament, when when Israel was going against him and they were following after idols, he called it fornication. Sexual sins, unfaithfulness to their maker. He called himself Israel's husband. And then, of course, we are called the bride of Christ. And so the fornication is with Satan and with his systems. And you don't want to be having relationships, evil relationships with the kingdom of darkness, because it'll intoxicate you. People get intoxicated looking at pornography online. They get intoxicated with different things, wealth, greed. So her cup, this Babylonian system cup that's been given ever since the days of Nimrod, been given to people to drink, nations to drink, will literally intoxicate them into a drunken stupor. Verse 5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. This system has killed people that worship God. And of course, right here during the tribulation time, the blood of the saints of the tribulation time, she's killed them and drunk their blood. And the martyrs of Jesus during the tribulation time. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Why, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. The beast system, the old Roman Empire, that awful, terrible iron beast that so frightened Daniel with its iron teeth. Now here is the same beast, of course, that the John the Revelator saw. And it was the iron one is the Roman Empire. It was, and then it was not, and then it shall ascend. So it is revived, the revived over Roman Empire. And you shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast, here it is again, that was and is not and yet is. The old Roman Empire was the fall of the Roman Empire, but now it has come back in its place in the European Union. As its European head, its Western head, however, it has an Eastern leg as well. Verse 9, and here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, another not yet come, and when he comes, he must continue a short space. Verse 11, I don't understand all of that, so we'll have to watch it and see what happens. You know, you can have speculation, but you can't say speculation is thus saith the Lord. It's this way and no way other. And so I don't understand exactly that, but we will understand it later. Verse 11, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth. Now, that's the Roman Empire again. And is of the seven and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which you saw are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power, authority is that word, as kings 1 hour with the beast. So this revived Roman Empire is going to have an especial, these kings of it, the regions, I told you it could be 10 regions, whatever it is, it's 10, and they are going to have authority as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and they shall give their power, dunamis, and strength, exousia, authority, unto the beast. So these the 10 kings, the 10 horns, the 10 toes. They shall have power 1 hour with the beast, the Antichrist, and they will give their power and their strength unto the Antichrist. He will operate off that platform of the old Roman Empire revived. Verse 13, they have one mind and shall give their power, dunamis, and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. We'll skip verse 13. We've already read it. Verse 16, and the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which you saw is that great city which reigned over the kings of the earth. So somehow this great Babylonian system, which has been in operation since the days of Nimrod, even that system, the revived Roman Empire, God will work it. You know, he put people in crossfires. He put those ancient armies of old in crossfires. So he's going to have this also working in these days. It's going to come a crossfire. They'll be used by God against each other. Chapter 18, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. He's come from heaven. He's God's angel. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Now remember, this Babylonian system of all the nations, they have drunk of the wrath of Babylon's fornication, but now they're going to drink of God's wrath. Read Jeremiah 25. They're going to drink of the wrath of judgment. And so this is Billy Brim saying unto you, we would like you to have some books we put together to keep people from getting into the place of being judged because of how they treat Israel. We wish we could get them into the hands of all lawmakers and civil government people and pastors. And there are two books that we put out. One of them is just scriptures on God's promises to Israel for the land. They're little books. And the other one is scriptures which say that the nations will be judged for how they treated Israel. So call us at 1-800-972-3447 and request these books on a special radio offer at $2 each. This is Billy Brim saying to you, Shabbat Shalom. Go to church Sunday.